Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. Tonight I want to talk to you about the fountains of the deep. The fountains of the deep. Let's start in Matthew chapter 24, and we're going to go with Matthew 24, verse 37 and to 39. Jesus made a statement. He said, as it were in the days of Noah. Okay, as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man. If you can get that up for me, please. This is Jesus. He says, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. In other words, he said that there's something that happened in Noah's day that will also be happening in the day just as I'm ready to come. For as in the days of Noah that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Some of what has prompted me to go into this series of study on the days of Noah, I had a dream this week, and the first service the Lord had me to just share a little bit about it. What was somewhat of a little bit of a troubling dream, but I understood it. Long story short, in this dream, I saw, I was with a person in a vehicle, and we went to a place where you couldn't get through, so I turned around. The military or the police were there. We turned around, and long story short, at some point in time, this guy got out, and he was talking to some officials, some military, and they gave him an assault rifle. And so he took off, and I knew what he was about to do. And so I started running to tell people in this complex in that there was a do you call it an active shooter or a live shooter? Active. I was shouting out to him, there's an active shooter. And people were ignoring it. Like it was, you know, and then I ran, and on this side there were these that were renovating a huge apartment complex, and they were just working. I was hollering, "There's an active shooter!" They looked, kept on working like it was no big deal. And when I woke, God let me know that as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man. In other words, people will still be going about in the person of scoffers. You know, a scoffer is a person that says, how are you going to say Jesus is coming when everything is continuing just like it did, like it always has? But they don't understand times. Scoffers. Peter talks about scoffers. In the last days there shall be scoffers, saying that where is the promise of his coming? And so that's what I felt like, that people just didn't care. They were just going to go about. And so Jesus said, as it were in the days of Noah, and when I say that, I liken it to this strong delusion and deception that's flooding the earth right now. You know, people need to wake up to it. You understand what I mean? You're trying to tell them something, but even a lot of the church is kind of numbed, just going with things as usual and just being led astray, like herd mentality. You know, just a herd of people. Just do whatever I'm told. But no, we need to awaken. Amen. Amen. Because there are more things that parallel today as it were in the days of Noah. And I want to bring a perspective to you as to what the likenesses are. Now, in the days of Noah, and you'll find this all through Scripture, but in Genesis chapter 7, and get me verse 11. Now we know from the book of Genesis that God has given man dominion, right? In the earth. Let us make the man and let them have dominion. Now, with all this stuff that's going on, God didn't take that out the Bible. I changed my mind now. No, that's still true. The word is settled in heaven. The foundation of God standeth sure. Amen. And Paul said, be not soon shaken in your mind, by spirit, by word, by, you know, whatever comes. He said, don't be soon shaken. So in Genesis, we see that God has given man dominion. Now, because God has given man dominion, there are certain things, let me say it this way, that God has left for us to do. Thank you for the two amens and amen over there. Amen. I said that there's things we can't do what God can do. And God's not going to do what he wants us to do. I'm working on a principle. I want to establish a principle so that we understand. In Genesis, we see in Genesis 7, verse 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. Okay, so we see two things happening there. The fountains of the great deep being broken up, as water under the sea and even under, you know, Florida, you don't have to go very deep to hit water. It's all. So the fountains of the great deep were broken up, and the heavens, get that back up. The heavens were open. The windows of heaven were open, okay? So here's what I want to establish so that we know the order, so that we're not just passively going on waiting for God to do something when, in essence, God's waiting on us to do something. Okay, so now the first thing we read there is the fountains of the deep were broken up. Ever before one drop of rain fell, because it had never rained. Let's establish that. The fountains of the, in other words, something happened in the earth before something happened in heaven. Amen. Come on, I want that really, really, you know, etched on your mind to understand. Sometimes faith is not operating because you've not activated it. You have faith, but it's like a seed. There's a corresponding action. There's something you need to do. You need to do, because the law and the principle is here, but God gave us the seed. So we plant, and then the law is in the seed. Amen. So first the fountains of the deep were broken up. Now, a lot of people that have written about geologists and that say some of these fountains of the great deep were massive. They were the size of many football fields. Some of them were the size of maybe small cities. So we're not talking about little fountains in front of, you know, the Marriott, you know, springing up. No, we're talking about huge gushes of water coming out of the earth, shooting up and hitting the canopy. Once it hit the canopy, then the rains came. So what I want to establish here is the reality that something started in the earth first, and then it caused the rain to come. Now, it was God that broke up the fountains of the deep, but something had to happen here. Now, that's a theme all through the scripture. Now, we know that God is sovereign and God does, you know, anything he wants to do, but he left certain authority with man. Look at the Tower of Babel. When they were building the Tower of Babel, they were, first of all, defying God's order to scatter into all the earth. They were being disobedient. They were the one to make a name for themselves. They got so in tune and in unity, and they were accomplishing their purpose. What they were doing in the earth caused heaven to respond. See, if there's some things that you do, if you do it nonchalantly or half-heartedly or in certain manner, it won't get heaven's response. These people were of one mind, one language. They were going to build a tower that extended all the way to heaven. They were determined, so much so that it caused heaven to respond. God said, let us go down and confound their speech, lest there be nothing they imagine that will be withheld from them. Amen. You can go through the scripture. You can see that. Look at Acts chapter 2. You don't have to turn there, but on the day of Pentecost. And you know, there's a great anticipation. Pentecost is the 31st of this month. And so we have something that we're planning, and hopefully we can plan it citywide, but there's something, you know, a lot of anticipation about Pentecost. You know, God is a God of dates, a God of numbers, and he there are days that he has chosen. So let's anticipate and prepare and, you know, expect God to do great and mighty things. We have a window of 7 months, and I believe God's going to do some wonderful things. Amen? So we see on the day of Pentecost, what? They were in all in one place, in one accord. See, there are certain things that gets heaven's attention. Strife, contention, all that stuff, the flesh, that don't get his, that gets the devil's attention. But what gets God's attention is unity. Accord. People on the same page, same frequency. See, like we were just doing, we were all praising. I mean, I saw some genuine praise going up here, chains and shackles falling off, and people really praise. That gets heaven's attention. Amen. Heaven comes down. So on the day of Pentecost, they were in one place in one accord, and guess what? After 10 days there, heaven responded. Amen. Now, before that, before Pentecost, in chapter 1, you notice how Peter says, listen, there were 12 of us, but one of us lost their bishopric. But Jesus had chosen 12. I'm of this persuasion. Had they not chosen another, they would never have experienced the upper room. Because it wasn't in alignment or in God's order. So see, now is a time, this is a good time, to really go over your life. Amen. Go over your relationships. Go over your walk. Let God purge. Let God purify. Let God perfect. Let God chasten. Let God do whatever he wants to do to get you aligned properly, so that once you are aligned here, heaven has to respond to you. Amen. See, even when we're holding grudges in our heart or unforgiveness in our heart, heaven won't hear your prayer. Hello, somebody. God will still love you, but he's not listening to you. He'll still provide for you, but he's not, you know, it ain't all that with him. But once you get it right, once you align properly, amen, his ear is wide open. Amen. He hears and he answers. So that's what we're working at now, to align ourselves properly, because there's a principle. Something has to take place on the earth. Now, God is sovereign, we know, and God does anything and everything he wants to do. But there's a responsibility that we have. You want your finances blessed? Get them in order. It's real simple formula. But okay, let's move on. Now, first of all, the fountains of the deep were broken up. Jesus said, as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.